Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd. It's about 11 o'clock California time. I'm a minute or two late. Had a situation that ran over a bit. So welcome, everybody. I'll just start with the disclosure so we get that out of the way. Here it is. This show is intended for the listeners only. All information, investment-wise, contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. in any manner or Ken Shepherd. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any action taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So that's the disclaimer. We're done with that. Our call-in number is 347-989-1329. We're going to talk about today what I found is the simplest way to find transactions and put money in your pocket. Okay, but before we do that, we'll do a little bit of housekeeping. Our website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. You can look us up on the internet, look up our accomplishments, our resumes. We closed $26 million in deal flow recently, have a lot of stuff in process, over a couple hundred million in process, well over that now. And we also have things that we're doing with a lot of people we've met on this show, as well as other places, networking all the time. And our phone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Our email is fci@pacbell.net. My cell number, California time, 9 to 5, is 818-585-9706. And let's see what else I can tell you. Our Twitter account is @KenShepherd. Our Facebook, of course, is Ken Shepherd or Creative Flips, Inc. We do mastermind classes Tuesday and Thursday mornings, $20 a person if it's of interest to you. 20 people maximum in the room. We had a great session this morning. 9 o'clock California time. If you're interested in that, please send me an email to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the details. Just $20, that's it. And we'll support you in everything we're doing, no matter what, either way. But we look to be into mastermind calls to help people grow and build a base. The other thing I wanted to share with you was we've hooked up with a group that has over 140,000 active investors in their database. It's free unless you want to go to a premium account. We are an affiliate and do get compensation if you do join them for a premium account. But otherwise, it's all free, and you can get that at kenreradio.com, kenreradio.com. Sign up there, join with us, become part of that environment, and be part of the biggest investor base, as far as I know, in the world, all free, okay? Okay, except for if you want to have a premium account, which I think is great if you feel it's right for you. Let's see. The other things I wanted to share with you is that we're starting to see some great things happen from all these classes and deals and the folks that we're working with and all kinds of different situations. And we feel that this is really starting to become something extremely special. And we're very excited to have you with us, and we look forward to working with you and growing with you and building our relationship. And as I said, the subject today is deals that you can do that are not complicated, where you can do it at no money down and learn how to make money in real estate and with notes and property. You can also do it with businesses, but we just limit us to real estate and notes because that's what we are focused on with what we do. The show is called Making Money in Real Estate, making money in real estate when you have no money, which we think is very, very pertinent today. And we're excited to have you be part of our audience. And our audience is growing, by the way. We're starting to have more and more activity on our archives. You can listen to the archives 24/7 and really, really become a part of our group and enjoy being with us and growing with us. And we'd love to see you get paid, whether we're involved in the deal or not. It's fine. We just want to see you get paid. And we do have a soft proof of funds for up to $500 million to support deals. We are investors. We aren't doing deals. And we are seeing deals all day, every day. That's what we're doing. So let's talk a little bit about the subject today, which basically is finding deals and working with deals when you don't have really any money and you really need to make some quick cash. So here's how we approach that. And this came about because I had somebody call me and say, all the things you're saying are great, but how do I get paid now? How do I get paid tomorrow? How do I, not tomorrow, of course, but how do I get paid as soon as possible and come up with something that would really make a difference in my family's life right now and mine? So I thought about that and thought about that. And so I'll discuss a few of things. Number one is you want to look for people that have property already under contract and they're trying to sell the contract and they need help selling the contract to an investor. And you can find those people all over the internet at PaperSource Online and different kinds of places, the real estate clubs, the real estate investment networks, all kinds of different places you can find those kind of people who need that kind of help. And if you can help find an investor, then they'll generally split the deal with you 50-50 because they had the property and you had the investor. Make sure they have the property tied up, though. That's really important because if they don't have the property tied up, then you may find an investor and you can't close the deal and you don't get paid. So you want to make sure they have it tied up. So you need some confirmation. I would ask for something from an attorney, CPA, bank securities officer, title or escrow officer that they have it tied up. That's all. And what the price is for the tie-up so you know how much they're trying to turn it over for. Because if they're selling the contract rather than trying to close on it themselves, which is more complicated, when you're selling a contract, you need to know the price of the contract. So if they're selling a property that's worth $200,000 right now and they got it for $100,000 and they're saying to you, I got it for $110,000, anything over $110,000 belongs to you, I would go back to them and say, well, why don't we just do it where we go back to the contract that you have and I'll sign a non-circumvention non-disclosure agreement with you and so I won't go around you. And if you want, you can check my references. We could be one of your references, by the way, if we, you know, check you out and make sure we're comfortable with you. And then you can go ahead and make an agreement with them and try and help them find a buyer. And if you find them a buyer and they can't find the buyer, they're more willing to help you because you're helping them. Everybody's helping each other. So that's what I think about that. And how you find the buyers is join Ken, R-E-R-A-D-I-O, KenRERADIO.com. And you go there and you get into Connected Investors, which is how which is the link that will take you into Connected Investors. It just registers you under our account. But it's, as I said, it's all free, and it just helps us know and track people coming in, going out. But it doesn't cost you anything unless you want to go to a premium account. What it does do is it connects you with hundreds of thousands of people who are all interested in doing what you want to do. And many of them have property, and many of them have buyers, and some of them just can't hook up with each other. And that's what Connected Investors is all about. It's about hooking people up. So we want to show you how to do that. And that can be one source for you, okay? But please do it through KenRERADIO.com. And tell everybody you know in the world about it. Tell everybody in the world you know about the radio show. And let's help everybody make hopefully some money so we can help this country and create commerce here, okay? Now, as far as working with you on these kind of deals, we certainly can help you. If you need our help, you can reach out to us. And anyway, the point is that you want to look for those properties that are already tied up. Because if you have to go find a property, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to find it and get it under contract. That's a big job. Many people can't do that. Many people are better at finding the money. I'd rather find the money than find the property. That's just me. So I'm happy to pay people that find me properties or find me sources of properties that I can work with and close with because they found me a deal. So you have to remember it depends on your negotiating ability and how complex the deal is. But if it's a simple single-family home, you should with somebody that's not that experienced be able to negotiate a deal where you, if you have equal experience or close to equal experience, then you should be able to negotiate close to an equal compensation because you basically become partners and you're very much on the same playing field. So you can find the deals at all kinds of different websites all over the internet at real estate investment clubs and real estate investment websites. And when you find the property, then you just have to confirm they have the property under contract. You have to make sure there's value in the deal. That, like, if they say it's worth $100, that it truly is worth $100. If they have it contracted for $25, that they truly have it contracted for $25. And if they have any money down, of course, they have to get that back. And if they don't have any money down, or maybe $10 down or something, like a lot of people we know have put property down for, tied it up for $10 down. I've tied up property for $1 down. Then you have something you can work with as a contract because they have the ability to sell that contract. It becomes a marketable instrument. Whereas if it's not under contract, it's anybody's guess who's going to buy it, and it's a big race. So you want stuff that's under contract. That's number one. How do you find the buyers? All the different ways we talked about. Different kinds of sites, connected investors. Again, back to the same site sometimes you went to for the sellers. And different places you can go for the buyers, different places on the internet you can go. You can go into Bigger Pockets. You can go to all these different, Active Rain. You can go to different websites. You can just do all kinds of stuff in Craigslist. You can advertise all over and try and find the buyers. And if the buyer's not right for this property, maybe they'd be right for something else. But if it's got enough equity in it and the price is right, that property should move. So if it's worth $100,000, as is, and you're getting it for $25, or if it's worth $100 fixed up and you're getting it for $25 and it needs $10,000 worth of work, and you have it for $25 and you can sell that contract for $35 or $32.5 or whatever, you can make some money and just close the deal. And they're very easy. And I would never take an assignment fee until you're at the closing table as a condition of closing. Because if you take an assignment fee and the person doesn't close, then they can come back to you and ask you for your assignment fee back. And so if something's wrong with the title and they can't close, I wouldn't take an assignment fee from them. I just wouldn't do it. I think it's just troublesome. So I'd wait till you're at the closing table, put a condition in your assignment contract that you have with your buyer, that the buyer's buying it, subject to you being able to transfer the title or your partner being able to transfer the title to them, or assigning it to them at the close. And your fee is a contingency of that close, so you protect your fee. And I always do things through closing agents, escrow, title, attorneys, however it's done in the state that you're working in, and always make sure you work with accountants and always make sure you work with attorneys to get things done properly. And we go over all these different things in different classes. Actually, we have one tomorrow on the show is an interview with a lawyer named Pat Jones out of the Midwest. So we're very excited about what we're seeing, and we think that's one really good way to do it. Now, you can do this with real estate. You can do this with notes. You can do this with things other than real estate or notes. If somebody has 100,000 pair of shoes that they've tied up for $1 a pair and they're worth $5 a pair, and you know somebody that wants to buy them on eBay for $1.50 or $2 a pair, same concept. You're just selling a contract, assigning a position. Now, the other thing you can do, which is a little more complex, is the person who has the contract can actually close on the transaction, and the person who you're finding that's the buyer can actually buy the property from you guys, subject to your acquisition of title, and you can do back-to-back closings, and you can make more money because you actually closed the escrow. You will always make more closing an escrow than you will if you don't. If you could just do an assignment fee, you're not going to be able to command the same amount of money that you will if you're doing a closing and then you're reclosing behind your closing, which is what we talked about in other of these discussions, and we're talking about it all the time. So the most important thing that you can do is one of the ways that you can find the property, and the most important things you can do is you want to look for opportunities where people have the property already tied up. It's that simple. And if they have it tied up, then you feel that you're in a position where you can help them and become part of a closing so you make money along with them. That's simple. So we feel that this is an excellent way to earn income. I've done it myself. It's something you can do. It doesn't require any money. It requires your time. It requires an investment of finding the properties. But the properties are out there because people tie them up all the time and convince people to give them an opportunity to resell the property. And they don't have the money to do it, and they can't close it. So you're very valuable to them. I'm working on a transaction for $4 million where the guy who brought me the deal was about to end up in a real jam if he didn't find an investor, and I found him an investor. And so I'm getting compensated very nicely for bringing in the investor, and I'm not using any of my own money. So that's kind of one way. Another way is to buy, if somebody has, let's say, an option to purchase a piece of property, let's say, again, we'll go back to the $100,000 example, and they have the right to buy it for $25,000 and they don't have the money, you could sometimes, and you have somebody who'd buy it for $35,000, you could buy their option for maybe $26,000, $27,000 and make the difference. So instead of making $2,000, or instead of making, well, they make $2,000 and you make $8,000 in that example, or you could give them more. But if they have an option and they can't find the buyer, the closer they get to the end of the option, the more they're going to be willing to work with you. And these people are all over the place on the internet today. They've tied up property. They can't figure out what to do with it. They have it under contract, but you have to have it under contract. I can't stress that enough. If you don't have it under contract, or you're not dealing with the person who actually owns that property, who wants to sell that property to you, it's really, really gonna, more likely than not going to result in a, it's not going to finish with a result that you're going to be happy with, I don't think. So I always want to make sure people have it tied up as much as possible. If they don't have it tied up, with these littler transactions that are going to be the bread and butter kind of things we're talking about, rather than the larger ones like the shopping centers or whatever, you know, bigger deals, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, whatever, $50 million. You can do the same concept, but it's going to be, the numbers are going to be bigger, but it's not, they're not going to be as easy to find, and they're going to be harder to analyze. What I'm trying to talk about here is the simplest kind of property, make the simplest kind of analyzation on. And that is a single-family home that you can do comparables on. You can do all the research very simply. You can learn and remember all the theories that go along with single-family work with every other kind of property. So if you exercise and experience with single-family, it makes it just that much easier to do the other kind of deals. So that's one way. The options is another way. Another way, of course, is to post ads that say, I'm looking to buy property, and I have investors, and I buy property for cash, and people may call you that have contracts on property that they want to sell, and you may be able to negotiate those contracts. That's another way. But you just have to get creative. You know, you have to get out there, and you have to look, and you have to, it's not going to be easy. You know, what we keep talking about is solving problems. Constantly, 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 we talk about solve a problem, get paid. When you help somebody find an investor to do a deal, you're solving a problem. Therefore, when you solve the problem, you get paid. Simple. Okay? If you don't solve the problem, you don't get paid. Why should you? You didn't solve the problem. And if you find a buyer who's interested in buying a property, then you want to make sure as much as possible that you can control that buyer in that transaction so they don't go around you. And the way you do that is you have a non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreement with the person who is working on looking for the buyer. You're going to find it much easier to get protection from somebody who's trying to sell something than somebody that's trying to buy something. Because when they're a buyer, they're out there, they have choice. When they're a seller, they may be much more motivated, although buyers are motivated today in different ways than sellers are, because buyers need to put money out in order to get a better return than they can get in the bank. So you can do these all over the country. You don't have to be, you don't have to ever see the property. You can do it from pictures and comparables. And if you're really that concerned, you can have somebody look at the property that's local. Either you don't, if you know somebody, fine. If you don't know somebody, then you can maybe find somebody that would look for you as a, maybe a bird dog from a local real estate investors club, and you give them a small percentage of your money for doing your research for you. You know, there's just different ways to do things. And again, we're not looking for you to spend any money. We're looking for you to use your brain and figure out how to save yourself time and save yourself expense by just using your education. That's what it's all about, the education process. I believe in it so much, I can't even tell you. It's so important to constantly be getting more education. I'm getting educated every day. I talk to people new all the time. I'm constantly coming up with new and different ways to try and make deals happen, and I'm always coming up against challenging people. I had a conversation before this call with a guy who I'm trying to do a deal for, and he's very frustrated because we haven't been able to get the deal done, which isn't his fault, and the investor is kind of moving along, and we're trying to get all the documents together, and we seem to be getting there, but just not at the pace he wants. So I gave him two other investors to talk to, and that kind of took the air out of his sale because he was saying, well, you're not closing with the investor. I said, well, here's two more, and you choose whoever you want. You know, they all are interested in your deal. We just went to this one investor first. So anyway, if you keep listening to all the shows and you keep listening to, you know, and go to the archives and download, and you go to KenRiRadio.com and join and become a member of the community there with us, you're going to get connected in with a lot of people that are going to teach you a lot of stuff. And you're going to learn a lot of things. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Come to our masterminds. We only take 20 people in the mastermind Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 o'clock California time for an hour, but it's a session. We just did one this morning, and I really try and get you to think all different ways to think about a deal, a particular part of a deal, a situation. We read over this morning something that was about a guy that needed to solve a problem, and we got involved. We solved the problem for him. Okay, so back to the subject of mind, or subject at hand. We're talking about how do you find these properties, okay? So you can go to investment clubs. You can do all the things you do to find the different kinds of properties all over the internet, advertise, I buy properties for cash. Some people put up bandit signs. I haven't found those to be too successful. But you want to look for those transactions that are already transactions. Because if you have to create the transaction, and I'm not saying any of these other things aren't good. I'm just talking about the simplest ones. If you have to create the transaction, it just takes more time. It takes more energy. So if somebody's already created the transaction, sure, they're going to get compensated for doing that, but why not help them finish it and then just become the hero? Good for you, good for them. Then maybe they bring you another one and another one and another one and another one, or maybe they don't. But there will always be people that need to sell what you need to find, what you could find the money for. So if you're just a money source, and you work on finding different sources of capital, we talk about that on some of the different shows. You can go back on the archives and listen. You can take those people that have the money, and you can put them with the people that have the property, and you're done. Okay? And then you just have to monitor the transaction. If you need any help, any step of the way, we'll help you. We want to help you. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about other ways to find property. Well, obviously, you can advertise in the local newspaper. Now, remember, if you're only looking locally, then that's one thing. But if you're looking all over the country, that's something totally different. Okay? So, if you're looking all over the country and you're looking to do it from anywhere else, then obviously, it doesn't really matter. It's all in the numbers. But if you're looking locally and you want to work locally because maybe you want to see the property and touch it, frankly, I don't think that's important. But some people do. But if you want to see the property and touch it, then just do local deals. You know, go out and find stuff in your local area, places you can drive to, places you can visit, or that are not far from your home, and do them that way. But the whole thing is that I'm trying to give you simple ways to do things. The simplest way to do things is find somebody that has something under contract that has a lot of good profit margin in it, and then help them resell that project. That's all. And help them close on the deal they're trying to close on. So they get paid, the seller gets paid, the buyer ends up with an asset, and you get paid. Now, obviously, sooner or later, you want to own these assets because you can build a nice portfolio over a period of time and then have some retirement income and continuing revenue, you know, from different things that you do, okay, in real estate and otherwise. But initially, you have to pay your bills. You have to get ahead. So just look for people that have property they want to sell. That's it. And if you find people that have property under contract and they want to sell it, and I like it, I'll buy it. Or I'll help you put it together. Because obviously, if you found the property and we have the money, or we know somebody that we can turn you on to that has the money, everybody wins. And we make money with you, which is the best for all of us. I mean, the best for me is helping you. So I get paid and you get paid because we do the radio show for free. We give away everything we've learned in 30 years of doing real estate and investing for free. And I'm glad to do it because I want to see the deals. That's what we want. We want to make deals. So I have 90 seconds left. I hope this has been helpful for you. Again, our phone number is 310-358-7087. Our cell is 818-585-9706. And our email is fci@pacbell.net. Our show tomorrow is at, let's see, what time is the show tomorrow? The show tomorrow is at 9 o'clock. It will be with an attorney by the name of Pat Jones. Pat is an attorney in the Midwest, and I'm sure you'll enjoy him, and he's great, and I think it'll be a blast having him as a guest. So I hope this has been helpful for you guys. And we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do and everything you are. We want to help you really reach every level you ever wanted to reach for you and your family. So we have about 30 seconds left. Once again, the best way to reach us, of course, is you can reach us at all the places we gave you. And you could also go to our website. But we make ourselves very available on the Internet. If you just put my name in, Ken Shepherd, you'll find lots of ways to find us. We're very accessible, and we want to be. So I have about 10 seconds left. I'll say thank you very much again for listening. We've enjoyed having you as our audience today, and continued success and growth for every day and for your whole life. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, 9 o'clock California time, with an attorney, Pat Jones. Bye-bye.